On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center's done a fabulous job all weekend. He's still on the job and will be through today's On the Mark program. Matt Catrillo's in the newsroom. Says traffic-wise, everything's fine, except we keep getting people hung up at various traffic lights in Northumberland, especially at Orange and Front. So do be aware of that. Might want to avoid that. Might want to take Hanover or Prince to avoid all that mess in Norrie. And 2nd Street's gummed up in Norrie. Lots of folks using that for the detour. In the studio with us now, Mick Brady is here. We know him as a businessman in Danville from Silverline Screen Printing. He's kind of active in a number of endeavors and helping out with different things. Welcome aboard, sir. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, I do appreciate you coming in. And Ray Geringer is here. You might know about him. He's the Montour County Sheriff. He's been the sheriff for about 15 years or so and has been working in the sheriff's office for the better part of a half a century. How about that? Now you really feel about a half a century. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. I really do. It's super glad to see you. I know I've seen you in your business suit a couple of times over the years, so it's good to see you in our studios. We're here to talk about Rockin' on the River, which looks like just a blast tomorrow in Danville along River Drive. So we're going to talk about where it is and why it is. Who wants to start out about explaining what Rockin' on the River is? All right, we'll go to Mick and say, we know it's a fundraiser for the K-9 program in Montour County. Where did this idea come from?
Well, it actually started with a joking conversation between my friend Jim Paul, who has been so gracious in all of this. He actually owns the property that the concert's going to be on, and as Jim and I are prone to do, one thing turned into another, and it took on a life of its own. And we asked Ray if we could do this for him for many reasons. One, we're big supporters of the Sheriff's Department in Danville and law enforcement in general. Ray agreed to it, and once Ray got involved, then it really started taking on a life of its own. So,
Rockin' on the River, featuring Hybrid Ice. Give me all the details.
The Hybrid Ice guys are old friends of mine. I have known them my whole life, and particularly Bobby Richardson, the keyboard player. Bob and I have been the best of friends for, we both hate to admit, for over 40 years. And this, by the way, is the 50th anniversary of Hybrid Ice being together. 50 years. I remember when they were in junior high school playing the splash hops at Sunnybrook Park. They've been together a long time. And a lot of the, most of the guys in the band are the originals. So,
well, and they're all super talented, creative musicians with a number of CDs. I mean, they've been the warm-up band for numerous, you know.
Oh, my God, yes.
They nationally known acts.
Yep, they have been, and I've been blessed to be at many of those functions with them. But as far as the Rockin' on the River, you asked the location. If anyone is familiar with Danville, the soccer complex, which is pretty well known in Danville out by the state hospital. We're a quarter mile farther up the road to the soccer fields. And we also have, through the kindness of the Rec Authority, have given us permission to use the soccer fields as parking. And we will run a continuous shuttle bus from 4 in the afternoon until 10 o'clock at night. So we have that for parking, and there will be some parking at the location. If you have a GPS, just put in 1638 River Drive, and it'll take you right to the location. And there is a big banner up there as we speak that we put up yesterday, and be easy to find.
All right, so you go head out Market Street in Danville, which turns Market into Street. Riverside. You can access however you normally do, whether it's on Railroad Street or some folks kind of use that lower route to get there, going, you know, stay in parallel to Market Street while it's still one way. But as soon as it turns to River Drive, go out to 1638 River Drive in Danville, go past the soccer fields a short distance, and then
Correct.
You're going to see the event.
Correct.
Hybrid Ice is playing. and what else is going to be cooking?
And there's another band called The City Limit, who is from New Jersey. I've heard these fellas play three or four times. They're a bunch of talented young people, and I think they'll complement Hybrid Ice very well, and they have been working together to get the right playlist together, and so it should be a great time. And we're also having a pork roast. And since the original information went out, we've also added a chicken barbecue with all the sides, everything being done on charcoal, which gives everything a special flavor.
Oh,
so we'll have water and soda and other beverages for sale there. And Rock God Brewery is also going to be on the premises featuring their beers.
All right. Well, yeah, that's super. So they'll be, what, fenced off? They kind of do that thing. There's, like, rules they have
correct
to do it. So,
but yeah, it's all taped off.
All right. So all of the proceeds, 100%. So every dollar of the $10 entrance fee tomorrow goes to the Montour County K-9 unit. Tell me about the Montour County K-9.
Well, the K-9 program in the sheriff's office has been in existence since 1990. I was the original canine handler. Our first dog was a purebred German Shepherd, which we had for almost 10 years. After his retirement, he became ill, and he went to doggy heaven. And then we subsequently got a second canine, and I had him for 7 years. And then the canine program was out of commission for a few years. But approximately 18 years ago, we hired Ryan King, who became our canine handler. And he's currently on his second canine. Our current canine is Cash. He'll be retiring sometime probably in March of April 2020. We just purchased a new canine. His name is Rooster, and Rooster's only a couple months old, and probably in April or May of 2020, Rooster will begin his training in the field of narcotic detection. Obviously, training canines, buying equipment, and keeping the daily maintenance with them is very expensive. Normally, to buy a canine from a vendor, you're talking around $20,000-$21,000. So it's very expensive to maintain them. Our canine program has, again, been in existence since the early 90s. We do it strictly through fundraising and donations from the community. And I can tell you right now that I'm very proud to say that Montour County businesses and individuals have been very supportive of the program, and it's been very successful. So I can't say enough about this event that Mick and Jim Paul have put together. It's going to be a well-attended event, and the community support and the support we've received from local businesses has just been phenomenal. It's unbelievable, and I can't thank Montour County enough for everything that they're doing for this event.
Okay, so Fairfield Dodge Jeep and Ram of Danville, Villager Realty, and hundreds of others, 100 other sponsors step forward. Certainly dozens, right?
Dozens, for certain. It's been overwhelming, the response, as Ray said. It's been overwhelming, the people that have stepped up. Bonnie Trump has stepped up and personally paid for the fireworks display at the end. And a lot of anonymous donors that choose to remain anonymous and who have donated substantial sums of money to make this all possible. And the countless volunteers. We must have had 25 people on the grounds yesterday helping us out. It's been overwhelming, the response.
All right, so the entrance fee is $10. The grounds open tomorrow at 4 p.m. The music starts at 5 o'clock with the city limit is at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Okay. And probably then Hybrid Ice about 7 or 8 o'clock or so.
No, actually, it'd be about 6:30.
6:30. Okay, super.
About 6:30.
Free parking, and that's at the soccer fields. There'll be limited parking out at the event, but most of it will be at the soccer fields on your way out River Road. And folks are invited to park there, and then you'll shuttle bus them in. Do bring a lawn chair or blanket, because there's not a stadium out there at this point anyway, although Rick thinks, or Jim thinks big out there. You just never know what'll happen in the years ahead. The pig roast and chicken roast, Rock God Brewery is going to be there. They're from Danville. A lot of folks know them. The fireworks are sponsored by White Knights Fireworks LLC, or presented by them, and sponsored by Bonnie and Jim Trump. So no relation to the president that I know of, but you just never know. And proceeds benefit the K-9 unit. Make a pitch for folks. Please consider coming out and having a blast tomorrow night and supporting.
Lee in Danville is going to be here by Matt Betts. They want to come out and have a nice meal and support the K-9 and just come out. And
we'll give you the last word.
First off, I'd like to thank for having us on here, and because if you don't, you won't.
10 or 4 p.m. out at the property out on River Drive. It's the River Drive, as you know it, a phrase. You go out past Danville, and doors open at 4 p.m. Music starts at 5 o'clock. Just help the Montour County Sheriff. You go over, it's 100% of the proceeds. Our nine sponsors, the many sponsors, are taken care of. It's a great show. You want to see this again, just Google Rockin' on the River.
T-shirts and all the others. Beautiful T-shirts available.
As much as we have said, we've left that much on the table we haven't gotten to.
That's
so
right.
Yeah, there's a lot more to say. Mick Brady and Ray Geringer, thank you both so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Ray, you're retiring soon. Congratulations on a great career doing what everybody wonders what a sheriff should be and do. You've been that. So thank you.
Thanks very much, Mark.